This is Girly Man, and you're listening to
Queer
Music.
There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think the gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduced this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
My feature artist this evening is one of my gay music heroes, and I'm very pleased to say that in recent years I've gotten to know him and am honored to consider him a friend. His name is Dan Martin. Dan and his lover, Michael Biello, have been writing together for 27 years and have been creating music that is both heartfelt and relevant to our lives. A number of their songs were inspired by the devastation of the AIDS crisis and reflect the pain many of us felt as we went through losing so many of those around us. That was the inspiration of the first song you'll hear, as it reaches out through the pain for healing and hope. It's from Dan and Michael's 1992 release, Human Being. The song is called The Dance.
It's the ones left behind who bring tears to my eyes, watching as life passes them by. It's the ones who remain, who are given the chance to see life in a new way and continue the dance. It's the ones who are left who hold hope in their hearts, finding a way to make a new start. It's the ones who remain caught in a trance, wake up, break out, and continue the dance. Let them go, letting them go. They do keep on living in our minds and hearts. We continue the dance. It's the ones left behind. Let's stand up for our rights. No, not by war, but by love we unite. It's the ones who remain, take a firm stance, speak up in your own way, and continue the dance. Let them go, letting them go. They do keep on living in our minds and hearts. We continue the dance. Must fight for their lives, finding a cure. Yes, overnight! It is we who remain, who still have the chance to see life through new eyes in new ways. Waking up, breaking out, speaking up in our own way, living from day to day, we continue the dance. Let them go, letting them go. They do keep on living in our minds and hearts. We continue the dance.
From 1992, that was The Dance. In June, I interviewed Dan Martin in New York when I was there for the Out Music Awards. I feel one of Dan's major contributions to our queer music community was in founding the organization Out Music some 12 years ago. I asked Dan what his vision is for the future of Out Music.
I would just like to keep building the community of queer music and the ways in which we support each other and become more visible to the world at large, and also attract more and more support from the general public. It's so interesting to me that Out Music is still flourishing. It's a project that I created 12 years ago, and it meant a lot to me personally at the time. And I was very interested and somewhat frustrated in my own push to get my music heard, which was openly queer music. It's really gratifying and interesting to me that all of these years later, it still means so much to so many people. And also that there's still the need for this kind of support and visibility. I mean, I think it's good for any trade or any group of people to have a support network. But I feel that there's so much that still needs to be done in the world in terms of having queer music in the general consciousness and in as something that is supported by even the gay community at large and the general music community.
Thinking about the Out Music Awards, are there any awards that are special to you?
I think the awards are all special. I mean, as a songwriter, I'm especially interested in that award, and because I think the writing of songs, especially the writing of lyrics, is at the heart of queer music and at the heart of what we do. When there's an amazing song that has out lyrics. So I think the Songwriting Award and the Out Song of the Year Award probably especially are of interest to me.
How would you describe your musical style?
I like to think of my musical style as coming from an emotional place. So I try to infuse all of my music with emotional truth. I know that's not really a style, but because I work in a variety of styles, I sometimes write in classical art song kind of style. I think it's partly my romanticism and emotional connection that I feel defines what I do.
Can you tell us how you write a song?
Well, I write a song by doing it, basically. And by doing it, for me, that usually means putting my fingers on the keys of the piano. That's usually where I start. And when I, either having a particular idea in mind or just needing to express some emotional feeling, you know, sometimes my partner Michael Biello, who writes the lyrics of all the songs that I write, will give me a lyric, or sometimes we'll discuss an idea. Or sometimes the music will come first. But in every case, what I do is I go to my piano and I put my fingers on the keys and I try to find something that feels right to me as a beginning place. And then there's a process of trying to understand the form of what I've come up with and then editing that, honing that. And usually it will go through many, 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 many changes. Including different consultations with Michael.
Very nice.
Yeah, was that a confusing answer?
No.
Okay. It's a hard thing to describe, yeah. It's like, how do you make a film or how do you write a book?
I've had several artists tell me that they were just a vehicle for the music, that it sort of came through them.
Well, the thing about being a vehicle that I think is really has truth, and I think for a lot of artists, is because there is, in general, being an artist, the necessity of opening the space between you and your creativity, however you define your creativity, whether that coming from an internal place or the spirit above or wherever the spirit lives. And there definitely is a process of opening those channels and trying to get out of the way of what's coming through. I know for me, a lot of times when I sit at the piano, I will play familiar things for a while. I might play through a song I've already written, an old song, or some song of somebody else's, or some riff I've been working on for a while. And there's usually a place after I've quote unquote warmed up where I can let go of what I think I'm supposed to be doing and just let the spirit come through me into my hands, into my voice. And that's usually when the best stuff happens.
Do you then present Michael with the music and say, here's what I was feeling. Are there lyrics that this music suggests?
Sometimes I do that. We have written some songs music first, but it's much more practical to start with lyric. Often the way Michael and I work is that he will give me a lyric, maybe a page or a couple pages of lyrics, and I'll look through it while I'm at the piano and play some things and see if melodies jump out at me. And I'll find one section in the song that really speaks to me musically and which I feel I can express. And I'll set that section to music, but it may only be a fraction of what he's written. And then I'll give it back to him and I'll say, and I'll play it for him and I'll say, this is what feels like a song to me. And then he will usually build based on that. He'll let go of much of what he's already done and just go with the kernel that inspired some music in me. And then a song will come forth out of that.
Of what song that you've written are you the most proud?
It's hard to choose one. It really is hard to choose one. It's almost like saying of which of your children are you the most proud. If I could name a couple, at the top of my list would be You Do Not Know Me. I'm very, very proud of that song. And I'm very proud of In My Body. Right now, I'd say those are two of my favorites. The thing I love about You Do Not Know Me is that it's very unique. I think it's a very successful fusion of theater and pop. To me, it feels very much musically like a pop song, but it's not really like anything that most people know as pop. But it has these stories in it that seem to move people, and these three different characters that we speak about, or whether it's one character or three characters, it's sort of a little unclear. But it just feels original. It feels very original to me, and I'm proud of that.
And that happens to be my personal favorite among Dan's songs. Here is You Do Not Know Me.
I go to work each morning. I have a job uptown. I ride the F, then A train, reading the New York Times. I wear the proper colors. I laugh at all the jokes, friendly with everybody. I go to lunch alone, pack up at 5 o'clock. I say goodnight and walk away. You do not know
my cards on time. I go to family parties, I drink a lot of wine, and then I listen to the jokes and laugh out loud and drink some more. And whenever there's a pause, I try to talk about my friends and who they are and how we love each other and have a family of our own. I tell a joke or two, I pour another glass of wine.
Dan said the other song he was most proud of is In My Body.
In My Body was written for our musical Fairy Tales, which we then renamed Breathe for various reasons that I won't go into at this moment. But
there is already a musical called Fairy Tales.
Well, there you go. That was why. although I think Fairy Tales was possibly a better title for the show. But we did change it. And In My Body was very much influenced by work that Michael and I had done in studying erotic spirituality, also influenced by AIDS, as we couldn't help but be and still be, but for about 10 years, very much so. We worked with a group called Body Electric and did a lot of workshops with them, who brought circles of men together to sort of look at the emotional underpinnings of our sexuality. And this was written for a character in Breathe who is a touch healer and who expresses himself through touch and has lived a life where he's been shamed and taught about the well, taught about shame, as we all are in the culture. So it's a real celebration and personal liberation song for him, for that character.
In my body, I am standing, I am being. In my body, I am breathing. In my body, I am blessed. Blessed body, I am listening. Rhythm beating in my body, warm blood rising, water falling clear. In my body, I am feeling, I am laughing in my body. Blessed body, moving forward. In my body, I am safe, and in my body, I am sacred. In my body, blessed body.
The version you heard of that song was from the 1996 recording called Chosen Family, and I think it's a very special album. I asked Dan to tell us about that release.
Chosen Family is a collaboration between Grant King, myself, and Robin Berdoulis. And we formed a band, I guess, although it was really a little different than that, in that we each were performers and writers, and we came together to share concerts and back each other up on each of our songs. So for several years, we performed together as Chosen Family and toured a bit.
Was it always the same material?
No, it changed. We would add in stuff and try new things, and a lot of songs that I was working on at the time for Fairy Tales / Breathe were worked on in Chosen Family, including In My Body. And Grant would come to the table with some wonderful new songs. We worked on a lot of songs of his together on the Dream Side of the River, a lot of the stuff that was on his first CD.
I love that recording.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Also on Chosen Family was one of the few songs he's recorded that he didn't write, but he did take it to a new level, and you'll see what I mean. The song is called One Boy, and it came from the 1962 musical Bye Bye Birdie. Anne Margaret sings it in the movie, and here's just a short clip of it so you can compare it to Dan's version.
One boy, one certain boy, one boy to laugh with, to joke with, have coke with. One boy, not two or three.
As I said, Dan takes the song One Boy somewhere else entirely, and before he starts singing it, he intros it.
The first time I heard this next song was also the first time that I saw Anne Margaret. And it was an important experience in my life. Little did I know how important it would be. She sang this in the film version of Bye Bye Birdie, and Michael and I have played around with this tune a little bit, but I'd like to do our version of it for you now. One boy to go with, to talk with and walk with. One boy, that's the way it should be. One boy, one certain boy. One boy to laugh with, to joke with, have coke with. One boy, not two or three. We didn't write that line, it's real. One day you'll find out this is what life is all about. You need someone who is living just for you. One boy, one steady boy, one boy to live for, to care for, be there for. One boy, that's the way it should be. Well, I've been searching for a long time for my one boy, but you see it, well, actually it hasn't been working out, and just when I decided to be alone, along comes John, and I feel it in my bones, and I feel it in my heart, and I know this time it's right, then bang, smack. Something always screws up, like some stupid argument about some stupid affair he had before I even knew him. I mean, he's always talking about his lover from 5 years ago. Donnie did it this way. Donnie did it that way. It made me furious. It made me jealous. It made John and I history. But before John, there was Terrence. He was perfect. He had exactly the kind of body I like. Exactly the body. But he had this disgusting habit that turned my stomach. He would bite his nails down to the bone and then spit them out onto the rug. Like no one else lived in the house, only him, his gorgeous body, his super ego, and his gross nail-biting habit. Before Terrence, there was Robbie. Absolutely my type in every way. We fit together perfectly. I'm talking Spoon City. But now Robbie was into this one night out a week with the friends type stuff. I wouldn't have minded, but some of his friends were former lovers. That's weird. Sometimes he would even want to go away on trips with them. He actually went skiing without me the first year we met. It was his annual Colorado 5-day-long ski weekend. Hot chocolate, fireplace, tight ski pants, rosy cheeks. No. Now, I've never been skiing. In fact, I hate the thought of it. But I've read about the scene, and I've watched enough porno to know better. Ski my ass. Oh, Chris, dollface of life, but he talked too much about nothing, and he didn't like the East Village or Derek Jarman films. Patrick hated Mexican food and wore polyester boxers. Now, I love boxers and jockeys and straps, but polyester, please. I try, I really do. I do. It's a tough market, but I'm still looking. Sometimes I see that one boy walking down the street, and I stop and I ask myself, when will he find out? This is what life is all about. Will he ever see? I need him and he needs me. One boy, one steady boy. One boy to be with forever and ever. One boy, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
From One Boy, I Want to Stay with the Chosen Family album for one more song. This one features all three of the artists on that concert recording. The song is called What We Believe Is Right, and is sung by Dan Martin, Grant King, and Robin Perdulis.
We've been tossed. We've been turned. We've got stories to tell you that you won't believe we've learned. Still we march forward into the light, living for what we believe is right. We've been lied to, abused,
denied rights to love and share life with whom we choose.
Till we fight forward into the light, living for what we believe is right. Man loving man, woman loving woman, we are your children, teachers.
Woman loving woman, round every corner.
we are burned. We'll be loving forever, we say, and it's time you learn. We are strong, forward into the light, living for what we believe is right. Man loving man, woman loving woman, we are your parents, daughters, sons. Man loving man, woman loving woman, round every corner you will see us. Hand in hand,
hand in hand,
hand in hand.
Living for what we believe is right.
This is songwriter Grant King, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT in Houston.
Also, be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. And this is a good time to mention that you can view the playlist for tonight's show and see photos of the artists and be able to link to their own websites from my website, www.queermusicheritage.com. What was the first recording you were involved with?
I guess that would be playing flute on Tom Wilson Weinberg's All-American Boy. That's probably the first recording that I did.
I think that was from 1982. Where was this?
We were both in Philadelphia and both making openly gay music, and we would meet and perform together occasionally on each other's material. There was a coffee house, a gay coffee house in Philadelphia that would have Friday night performances. And Tom was generous enough to ask me to participate in his recording.
In addition to releasing several albums, Dan and Michael had been perhaps more involved in writing musicals and theater productions. Some of the earlier ones included Two Men Dancing, Exposed, and Homo Love Song. And I asked Dan about two recent productions, one called Q and the other called Breathe.
Q is a review of songs that Michael and I have written over the last 25 years. We actually wrote it as a 25th anniversary present to ourselves. And we were lucky enough to have a theater in Chicago, the Bailiwick, that wanted to produce it. So we went through our trunk and we put together 16 original songs that reflected both our relationship and our coming out and our love and the AIDS crisis and all the things that we had been through during the course of our relationship, and put this show together that expresses that. And then along the way, we wrote a couple of extra songs for it, and it did get produced in Chicago and went very well, and we're about to produce it in Philadelphia this fall and hopefully in other places.
One of the productions of the musical Q was at the Bailiwick Repertory Theater in Chicago in 2000. Dan sent me a recording of the show. Now, this was recorded live at one of the performances, so you hear the audience laughing in places, but I think you'll still enjoy a sampling of the song Table 3.
Gotta get the Broadway. Now jump up. hurry, rush, rush, hurry, run, rush, rush, run out the door.
And me, I want the man at table three. Simply sipping herbal tea. Oh, that's a slice of bread and butter. I like the man I see at table
That was a bit of Table 3 from the musical Cue. Dan, what about your show, Breathe?
Breathe is another musical of ours. It's actually 7 short musicals that range from 5-minute pieces to 20-minute pieces. And it's basically about queer family and the power of gay people within their families and their chosen families. And I love Breathe. It's involved a lot of really beautiful experiences for me, including a lot of showings in New York and working with wonderful people on it, wonderful musical directors and actors and singers, and a wonderful summer in Provincetown in 1996 performing it. And then again, a really fun couple of months in Chicago with it a couple of years back.
At the same theater?
Yes, Breathe was the first show that the Bailiwick did of ours. And it went on to win the After Dark Award for Outstanding New Work and was very well received. It was a great, it's wonderful to, have your work heard and appreciated. And, when you're writing musicals, it's a lot of writing and preparing for years at a time. And then, when it finally gets produced and people get to hear the music, it's really gratifying.
And they are working on a new musical called David's Heart. I've heard one of the songs from it, and I think it's very nice. But you can judge for yourselves. Now, this song has not been officially recorded. I heard it sung at an Out Music open mic in June, and I just had my mini-disc recorder running from a few feet away. So this is a very amateur recording. It was done in a club, and you hear a little crowd noise. But I wanted to share this song with you. Dan is playing keyboards on it, and it's sung by Bill Gross. The song is called More of You.
I have what I need. Dreams I dream seem to come true. I have much to give. Everything in life I love and live for. Still, I'm left wanting more. I want more of you. All I want more of is you. What's not to look into your eyes? I want you around more than not around me. More time to hold you in my arms. I have time to paint. Time to put on what I'm dreaming. Colors move my heart and hand. Time to be at home. Time to raise our family. Watch them grow into another dream come true. I want more of you. All I want more of is you. More time to look into your eyes. I want you around more than not around me. More time to hold you in my arms. This is what I want. This is what I need. This is what I'm missing. You are moving fast. You are at the top. You are missing out. Miracles right here in your home. I want to share with you. It's time to take notice now. I want more of you. Time to look at.
Again, that was a live recording of Bill Gross singing Dan's song, More of You. And another side of Dan's talent is in producing albums for others. I mentioned that he and Grant King appeared together on the concert recording Chosen Family. Well, he has also been involved in producing Grant's two CDs.
Yeah, Grant is another gem of a human being, and I think he is so talented and such a great writer and such a beautiful voice. Oh, my God. And I worked on his first CD, Let Love Out, but with another team of producers. So I produced, I don't remember if it was 4 or 5 songs off of that CD. And then when he did Bodies of Water, I was lucky enough to produce the entire album. And Grant is another person who really loves working with the out music community, and it's part of his generosity in finding ways to know the different artists in the community and find ways for them to solo on his record or play bass or sing backup. And so working with Grant is the joy of working with him and all of his talent, and also working with the community, because that's one of his commitments.
And since I know Dan is so modest, I knew I'd want to get Grant's comments on Dan as a producer.
Well, I asked Dan to be my producer on Bodies of Water completely. I had worked with him on my first album, Let Love Out, and I liked his work so much on the 5 songs that he had produced on the first album that I wanted him to produce the entirety of it, of Bodies of Water. And he graciously agreed, and it was a joy. It was a total joy. He's an amazing producer. He's very sensitive to the artist because of his own background as a songwriter and a musician and his classic training. He's a wonderful pianist. He brought so many ideas and just a real brilliance to work with.
Another artist whose album Dan produced is Amy Fix. Dan, tell us about working with Amy.
Well, that was such a wonderful experience, such an honor. I just think Amy is so talented and so original, and I think she went about her recording in a really smart way. She took years to do that recording, and she kept it very simple and focused on the songs, and I mean, that was partly my influence, but I was just thrilled with my relationship working with her. Part of what happened with that was she had been recording her songs to make a record, but she hadn't been using a producer. She had just gone into the studio, and the engineer she was working with was kind of giving her feedback. And she listened back to the material, and she was not happy with what she was hearing. So she called me, because we had worked together years ago. I had helped her. When I first heard her at Out Music, I was so impressed with her. I'd helped her make a cassette tape at the time of a few of her songs. So I was honored to be called back many years later to help with the CD. And if you know Amy's record, or even if you don't, it's a really amazing blend of very witty comedy songs and reflections on being queer and society, and also some songs about her history of abuse, of incest within her family. And it sounds like it can't work, but I think it does work, partly because of her spirit and humor.
I think the production on that album was wonderful. The clarity was amazing.
Yeah, I really tried. I had to work hard to remove all the obstacles, whatever they would be, whether it was too much emotion, too much pushing in the performance, too many effects on the guitar or the voice, because it's only a guitar and a voice. That's all that there is on that album. We actually had some other instrumentalists come in and add some overdubs and took them away because we realized that that it added nothing. You know, it just needed to be there clean and clear. And I think that's partly a testament to the clarity of her voice, of her instrument, and also of Sam Fenster's guitar playing. They're both wonderful musicians.
And again, I was able to get the artist to talk about working with Dan. Here is Amy Fix with her comments.
Dan Martin is like my guardian angel. He was a mentor from early on in my music making, and he came along when this project was kind of in a stuck place, and he pulled it out and just brought out the best in me as a singer and as someone communicating important messages. He brought out wonderful work from Sam Fenster, the guitar player, and he guided the steering of the ship.
I think it's a tribute to both of their talents that Amy's CD, called Spoon, recently won an Out Music Award for Outstanding Debut Recording by a Female. With my next question for Dan, I think I kind of surprised him. Dan, who's the person behind the music?
Oh my God, who's the person behind the music? I think at heart I'm a really shy, introverted person, and that music is a way for me to express my emotions. I'm very private. I like to be quiet, and I love nature, and I consider myself a very spiritual person. I mean, I don't act like a shy or quiet person anymore because I do a lot of liberation work, including leading Out Music and producing various events for the community. But I think it, in my view of myself, at my heart, is a very quiet, loving person, kind of longing to express a lot of passion.
Okay, do you have a favorite interview question?
I think my favorite is one of the ones you started with, which is, how do you write a song? I love being asked that question because I just love doing that. It's one of the things that I love doing more than anything in the whole world. And when I get asked it, I remember and have to sort of express what it is for me. And it makes me just want to go do it.
I say one of Dan's most powerful songs to close the show. But before we hear it, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And of course, I want to thank Dan Martin for the wonderful and thoughtful answers to all my questions. And thanks to Grant King and Amy Fix for their comments. And please visit my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, because I've recently added the ability to hear my shows on demand as they stream into your computer. So if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. Now, my closing song is called Lay Your Burden Down, and it appears on a various artist compilation from 1995 called A Love Worth Fighting For. That's a wonderful compilation, and if you ask me the question, J.D., if I could buy only one gay and lesbian compilation CD, what would it be? I'm sure I'd tell you that one without hesitation. So, it contains Dan and Michael's song, which Dan sings with the Lavender Light Gospel Choir. Here's Dan describing it.
Lay Your Burden Down was written in the beginning of the AIDS crisis, at least in Michael's and my awareness. And it was really a search to express all of this pain and do it in a way that was hopeful. There was a real need from both of us to express something, create some kind of an anthem that was very positive. We were both going through various kind of emotional healing places, dealing with healing from people that we had lost and things, a time of life and a way of life that seemed to be disappearing. And at the time, we were also kind of hanging out with and listening to Lavender Light, the gay and lesbian gospel group. And I think that wanting to do something that captured the spirit that we heard from them of a gospel feeling was part of what was going on there also.
Here is Dan Martin with the Lavender Light Gay and Lesbian Gospel Choir singing Lay Your Burden Down.
I have sight. I have song. I have beauty around me. That's clear. So then why would I sit and cry, waiting for the writing in
the sky. We're alive when so many are gone. We've the freedom to do as we please. So then what? Will it take someone dying to believe and live the life we choose to live? Not asking why, I'm asking you, just lay your burden down, lay it down, let it fall away. Come on and lay your burden down, lay it down, let it fall away. We're in light, sound and color surround us, friendship and love just a touch away. Still it seems colors fade to gray, waiting for that time we call someday. Can't you see there's so much more to share? Look around, take a stand, it's your life. Tell me why. Will it take some more dying? Let it go. See the light, be the light. Stop asking why. I'm asking you, just lay your burden down. Lay it down, let it fall away. Come on and lay your burden down. Lay it down, let it fall away. There's got to be a way to push it further.
Push it further.
There's got to be a way to walk into the light. My body trembles every time I
believe.
I can let my faith direct my life and realize I can do anything. I can build a world of plenty. Joy is mine, love is mine, wealth is here for me. My world is for freedom. The people in my life can help me there. I'm asking you, I'm asking, please, just lay your burden down, lay it down, let it fall away. Come on and your burden down, lay it down, let it fall, let it go, let it fly, lay your burden down.